Luminous Traitor, The Just and Daring Life of Roger Casement, a biographical novel by Martin Duberman.
What I'm really after is fetish.
Fetish?
Mary is genuinely surprised.
You have never heard the term before?
Mind you, I've been around, Miss Kingsley.
Roger says teasingly.
Vice Consul here in Calabar. Before that, surveying for the railway to Stanleypool, part of Sanford's exploring expedition, and so on. But no, Miss Kingsley.
Roger laughs.
Ha! No one has ever mentioned fetish to me.
It's the only thing that matters. It's simple, Mr. Casement. Fetish is a belief system. Customs, rituals, values, laws. It's the African mind I'm after.
Her eyes dance with excitement.
In my experience, the variations from village to village and tribe to tribe are considerable. Isn't that so?
Quite so. But certain commonalities bind them together, like the belief in a spirit world. I want to know why Africans think they're here, what the meaning of life is, how we should treat one another. I must uncover the essence of African fetish, customs, beliefs.
Must.
So I can better protect them against European missionaries bent on converting them and European expansionists bent on wiping them out. Now look here, I've done all the talking. I know next to nothing about you.
Roger laughs.
I agree with most of what you've said.
I want to hear with what you don't agree with.
Should I start with King Leopold?
Mary literally jumps in her chair.
King Leopold? Don't tell me you worked for that skunk.
Did work, briefly, a number of years ago, for his International African Association. During my years in the Congo, I've seen terrible misery. Not only the Arab slave traders, but tribal cruelties. If we're to civilize the Congo, and I can see you don't agree, we need to instill a sense of responsibility in the natives. The African must give off idling and learn to participate in regularized labor.